Roll Technologies is making sure everyone has a way to the polls on Monday. The Canadian company is offering free e-scooter rides to Cochranites October 18 to make voting more accessible. It's available all day, and we are giving two rides, one for you to go to the polls and one for you to go back home or wherever, explains Arda Ertürk, CCO of Roll Technologies. This isn't the first time the company has offered free e-scooter rides within its communities. Ertürk says during the federal election the promotion was also offered and the turnout was great in Cochrane with over 100 riders taking to the streets. To access the promotion, Ertürk says users will first have to download the Roll app. They will then have to go to the promotions page and redeem the code, election, and this will enable them to access the free rides. The next endeavor for Roll Technologies is to provide e-scooters to university campuses and business districts, which Ertürk says he has been in the talks with stakeholders and piloting these programs. In the next few years I think micromobility will be even more popular, he said. We try our best to provide more accessible distribution of our scooters, not just focusing on downtown or main areas. In Cochrane, the e-scooters have been launched in all neighborhoods except for two, Sunset Ridge and Glen Eagles. Ertürk would like to get the e-scooters in those communities, but the challenge lies in the safety of getting back to town. He explains limited connections as stopping the rollout plan in these two areas, but says that they are working on solutions. Right now our approach will be creating a separate service area within those regions, Glen Eagles and Sunset Ridge, so people will still be able to ride the scooters there, but unfortunately they won't be able to connect downtown, said Ertürk. Roll Technologies is also doing revenue sharing program with the town. For each trip, Roll Technologies pays the town 10 cents and these funds will be used to improve micromobility, pathways and the overall infrastructure for bikes and e-scooters. The e-scooters will still be out and about for now while the weather cooperates, but Ertürk chuckled that with winter itching closer and its harsh weather, the e-scooters will soon have to go into hibernation. Overall, we are really happy with the ridership and the feedback from the communities.